What a great road!
Are we nearly there yet, Dan? This bumpy road is giving me collywobbles.
No worries, Bex. Just need to get across the market square. Did you know these cobbly roads around the market were built 200 years ago?
I'm going to feel like I'm 200 years old very soon. It's making me a little bit sick.
It's also quite narrow. Not much room for cars and people to squeeze past each other.
True, but when it was built, it probably was a great road. Better than a muddy track for all those carts and horses bringing their goods to sell.
Yeah, I suppose market traders in the 1800s didn't have big cars and lorries. Things are always changing. By the way, what have you got there, Bex?
I downloaded a new app. It's supposed to tell you all you want to know about roads.
Welcome to Road App. Roads are always changing, and that's because the way they're used is always changing. You don't need to be a whiz at history to understand, because the best roads do a bunch of basic things.
Such as?
Well, they need to be useful, like being in the right place and going in the right direction. This market square was built in the centre of the village and was an easy walk for the villagers who lived nearby.
The village is a town now, but the road still leads to the market square. There are still stalls selling all sorts of things, so maybe it's not such a bad road even today.
Another requirement for a great road is to make it a pleasant place to be, keeping everyone safe and being good to the environment.
Back in the 1800s, they wouldn't have had to worry about exhaust fumes, although I imagine there were other smells to think about.
Quite right. Today, it's more important than ever to think about pollution around roads, especially where people live, work and play. A changing world means roads need to change too.
Imagine no sat-nav back then. Although, it must have been pretty difficult to get lost when there's only four roads leading to one cobbly market.
That's another part of what makes a great road. They should be easy to understand. When these cobbly roads were built, there wouldn't have been many other roads around, and the signs would have been very simple to read.
Life moves a bit faster nowadays. I wonder what a farmer with his horse and cart would think about our motorways with all their lights and signs.
With over 30 million cars on the road, sharing them with pedestrians and cyclists, it's more important than ever that people understand where they can go and where they're not allowed to go, to keep everyone safe and sound.
Even though this cobbly road doesn't make for a very smooth ride, it's kind of nicer to look at than a big flat motorway.
Yeah. I feel like I should be in a Harry Potter book with all these old shops around. Oh, can we get an owl?
Not sure they have owls, but you make a good point. A road should fit into its surroundings and be a nice place through which to travel. A modern road might look rather strange in this old part of town. People spend a lot of time using roads, and the nicer they are, the healthier and happier people will be.
They don't build roads like this anymore. And that's probably for some very good reasons, but I guess we'll have to keep looking if we want to find some really good roads.
Hey guys! Why not let me take you on a road trip to explore what makes a great road?
Sounds good!
Let's go! Preferably off these cobbly roads.
What a great road! With support from the Rhys Jeffries Road Trust. Find out more at funkidslive.com/roads.